This is Joab talking to his brother. Amen. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him, before and behind, he chose all of the choice men of Israel and put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people, that's the ones that wasn't the choice, he delivered them into the hand of Abishai, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. How'd you feel if you got the second best, huh? Amen. I tell you what you do if you get the second best soldiers to command. You be a soldier anyhow. Huh? Amen. The old general knew what he was doing. How many know our general knows what he's doing? How many know the captain of our salvation knows how to get it done? You believe Jesus still knows how to win the battle? You believe he knows how to win your battle? Let's praise him that we're a winner through him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if the Syrians be too strong for me, the reason he took the best men against the Syrians, because that's the best army. He was fighting a superior force than the children of Ammon. And that's the way it had to be. It'd have been foolish to have did it any other way. Amen. And he said, if they be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. Amen. A lot of folks, if it had been Abishai, said, you give me the ragtag of the whole bunch. Amen. I ain't going to help you. Hey, how many believe you got to be willing to help? Huh? I mean, his brother was a general too, but Joab was commander-in-chief. Huh? Amen. And how many know before you can be much for God, you got to learn how to obey orders? You can't obey orders, you can't win. Because that's the rules for winning. Obey them, have the rule over you. Amen. And he said, if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I'll come and help thee. Amen. Well, now that evens things up, don't it? Amen. I'm going to bring the best bunch and I'll help you. Praise God. Now, folks, these fellows' lives was on the line. There was a strong chance that thousands would die, and maybe all of them would die. And here's what he said. Be of a good courage and let us play the men. Glory to God. Amen. Let us play the men for our people and for the cities of our God. And the Lord do that which seemeth him good. Hallelujah. And Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him, unto the battle against the Syrians, and they fled. And when the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, then fled they also before Abishai, and entered into the city. Double barrel victory. Why? Because all Joab needed was a few good men. Yes. Hallelujah. A few good men live, die, sink, or swim. They was gonna be men. Amen. Glory to God. Do you feel anything? Is God speaking anything? Let me read some more. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. This is 1 Kings chapter 2. And he charged to Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong. long therefore.
Well, now, how do you, if you're just a little bit soft and a little bit anemic and raised up in the king's household and just a little bit spoiled, how do you just haul off and be a man? I'll tell you how. You grow you a backbone. Amen. Pray God give you, like Sam Jones did, to hide like a rhinoceros. Put plenty of knowledge in the gable end of my soul and give me a backbone like a saw log, he said. Hallelujah. Give me a pair of galvanized breeches and put iron shoes on my feet and help me to sign a contract to fight the devil and bite him till I ain't got no teeth and then gum him till I die. Grow you a man-sized spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He said, be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. Solomon, you're about to take the reins of the greatest kingdom on earth. And you're going to have to be a man to do the job. And he done it. You know how he did it? He did it on his knees. He humbled himself before God and he got a hold of God. And it's just like Uncle Bud Robinson said, a Christian is a strange creature, he said. He can run faster and hold out longer at it on his knees than any other way. Amen. I'll tell you the reason you're having problems and trials and the devil's putting roadblocks in your way and rolling great big rocks in your road. Uncle Bud Robinson said he knows there's a bucket of honey underneath that rock. And all you got to do is get under it and begin to prize that rock up with the hallelujahs and praise the Lord and glory to God and thank you, Jesus. Amen. And when you get the rock loose, you'll find a bucket of honey that God wants you to have all the time and the devil was trying to hide from you. Don't let opposition floor you. Amen. Take your situation in hand. Hallelujah. Yeah, do you believe that scripture that says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world? You believe that scripture that says, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world? You believe that God said in his Bible, said, I'll be with them in old age? Hey, amen. You got any old folks here tonight that think they can't do anything for God? Amen. He's telling all you older folks, men and women, praise God, be strong and show yourself a man. Ha-ha. Got any young folks that think you're too young to do much for God? Hey, David was a stripling of a youth when he slew Goliath. Amen. And when he got to the end of the road, almost all the way down, almost all, probably around 65, he said, I've been young and I've been old, and yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He's still with us. Amen. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, where did Moses celebrate his 100th birthday? Woo! Leading 6 million Israelites through the wilderness and picking up manna every morning, eating angels' food and bringing water out of the rock, glory to God, attended by God's fire and God's cloud by day and by night. Raise your hands and praise him. Amen. Amen. I want you to know that Miriam wasn't any spring chicken when she picked up that tambourine on the other side of the Red Sea and led the congregation in singing. Amen. Miriam was knocking 90 right then. Because she was older than Moses. She was a little girl with intelligence enough to watch him, amen, and run and get his mother when the Pharaoh's wife came down, praise God, to bathe in Jordan and found that baby. Glory to God. So she was even older than Moses. And old Moses, he is 80 years old before he got his recommission. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. You imagine that 90-year-old mother in Israel, praise God, coming out of there with that tom-tom. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Her skirts are flying. Her hair are flying. Glory to God. Amen. That prophetess, praise God, took on a new lease on life and celebrated her 90th birthday on the other side of the Red Sea. Praising God. Raise your hands and praise Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Joshua wasn't any spring chicken when he led the children of Israel across Jordan.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He was over 80, probably. Amen. And Caleb, he wasn't any spring chicken when he said, give me the hills of Judea. Amen. And glory to God, I'll take them. Ah, 85 years old. Amen. My eye is not dim. My natural strength has not waned. Amen. Give me the mountains, praise God. What are you talking about? I'm talking about a few good men and women. Hallelujah. Amen. God spoke to Brother Havis the other day and told him, said, you can live if you have the will to live. Amen. Hallelujah. God spoke to him, told him that. I want to tell you, you don't have to lay down and die. I mean, the devil's walking on you, you don't have to lay down and take it. Glory to God. Amen. Wrap your arm around the old rugged cross and say, rejoice not against me. Oh, thou mine enemy, though I fall, I shall arise. I'm coming out of here. Amen. Glory to God. Sister Bonnie Keith wrote a song several years ago. Got one verse of it when I preached Brother Gill's son's funeral. Amen. Said, soldiers, gather up your armies. There's still a raging battle on. I know you've just crossed over Jordan, but there's still a victory to be won. Amen. And there's great victory for the children of God. All we need is a few good men. Praise God. Come on, David. You wretched failure. Amen. Hurry and write that 51st Psalm and get that repentant over with. Praise God, because you got 100 more to write to finish the songbook of the Bible. Praise God. Amen. And God heard that 51st Psalm as David prayed, restore unto me the joy of salvation. Amen. He prayed through so good, David said a little later on, my heart is fixed. Yeah. Who fixed it? God did. Praise God. Woo! When David was wallowing in personal failure, the worst kind, the kind that causes men to go hang themselves. Amen. Amen. They said the closet rod wasn't supposed to be heavy enough to hold anybody up in that psychiatric room where that handsome groom's boy, amen, was at in the hospital, his life falling apart. Amen. But it did. It held. Amen. I never saw a closet rod that was high enough for me to hang myself on. Amen. Most of them, you'd have to be a midget to hang on it. Amen. I'll tell you, you got to want to die awful bad before you can hang yourself on a closet rod. Come on. What did he need to do? He needed to pray through one more time and find God in reality. Amen. And stand up and face the storm. Praise God. Like a western steer. Glory to God. Amen. And face his battle and face his trouble and face his trial in the name of the Lord. And in short, be a man. Now the devil's out to destroy you.
Yes,
Amen. The Bible said to lift up the feeble knees and the hands which hang down. Praise God. Oh, you lift up your feeble knees for so you can kick and run. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lift up your feeble knees so you can kick and run. Amen. And get the devil out of your hair. Glory to God. Amen. And the hands which hang down. He ain't going to do much swinging with your hands down. You ain't going to be able to handle a sword with your hands down. Great God, lift up the feeble knees and the hands which hang down. Glory to God. Take courage in the Lord. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. You say, I can't. That's a lie of the devil. I can tell you from personal experience, that's a lie of the devil. Amen. But if you're so sick and so weak that you need a little help, the Bible said, call the elders of the church. Get at least two of them if you can. There's strength in numbers. Praise God. Amen. Call the elders of the church. Woo! Have a prayer meeting. Amen. Get the oil out. Glory to God. Anoint them with oil. Hallelujah. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Amen. I just can't. Yes, you can. Others have. My dad smoked most of his life. Amen. Till a man in a Cadillac coming down Highway 63 going west on northwest on Highway 63 on the Field Creek Hill and died with a heart attack at the wheel and hit my dad in his pickup truck head on. My dad wound up in the hospital in Jonesboro, Arkansas. Amen. All busted up, shook up, hip busted, and amen, chest kind of injured and having problems breathing, and there in the hospital, he got trying to smoke, and every time he'd try to smoke, he said, I'd pass out and got hear little birds whistling. And I finally decided after I passed out and heard little birds whistling a time or two, amen, it wasn't worth it, praise God. Didn't think he could quit until he started passing out and heard little birds whistling. Amen, thought he sure enough going to kill him right there in the hospital. And he quit smoking and never did start back up again. All we need is a little encouragement sometimes. Yeah, you can kick a habit. God bless your heart if you'll try hard enough. Amen. I mean, ain't nothing as strong as God is. Enlist the power of God. Amen. God has put secret stores of strength right in you. Amen. You don't know what you can do. Really? God's hid secret stores of strength in your being. When we was pastoring at Middletown, Ohio, got the Middletown Journal, amen. It told about a lady down there in Cincinnati that her son was working on the car and the car fell on top of him. And she heard his cry in time and she ran out, a little 100-pound woman, reached down, got a hold of the bumper and lifted that car off her son and held it up till they dragged him out from under it. They took her to the hospital and gave her a checkup. Thought sure she must have surely pulled something loose. Lifted that whole car off of that boy. Amen. And they didn't find nothing wrong with her. Praise God. You do more than you think you can do. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, you can run. Yeah, you got more get up and go than you think you got. The devil will beat you down if he got a chance. Amen. And I'll tell you what, Uncle Cleve, and we call him Uncle Cleve, is really my great uncle, is my grandma's brother. On the England side, Uncle Cleve England was sitting around with all the folks and Arch Case and all of them sitting around and telling stories one night. Amen. Setting up with somebody that was dying. They was telling a story about setting up with a man, amen, that was dying and how that the houses wasn't built too good in those days, and some of them had cracks between the logs, and a black snake crawled through the crack and got in bed with that old man, him dying. And he didn't know it. His cold, He couldn't feel that snake. Amen. Until he rolled back the covers and saw that snake in the bed with him. And he hadn't been out of the bed. They was expecting him to die any time. But when he saw that snake, he ran clear across the house. You think you can't move? Sometimes you just need a little motivation. Amen. God knows how to motivate us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of you think you're get up and goes done, got up and went, but amen, you'd look like a spring chicken suddenly. You and some of you last Sunday night, glory to God, it's worth it to see Lottie run Sunday night. I didn't know he could run. Amen, didn't have no heart attack either. Amen, he did more than any treadmill that ever put you through, praise God, on Sunday night. Glory to God, did he ever run? Amen. I mean, he was picking them up and setting them down when he hit the rostrum, and he almost ran through the microphone stands and amen, the seat there, praise God. He was well on the way out the back door. There just wasn't no back door, and he was fixing to make one. I wouldn't have been surprised if somebody hadn't made it out on the street last night, out on the parking lot, praise God. Hey, you think you can't do nothing? Amen. You just need a little motivation. Amen. Old gentleman, Reader's Digest told about, no, it was Parade Magazine, I guess. Amen. In the St. Louis Globe Democrat, we used to get in Southern Illinois. Amen. It told about the old gentleman that hadn't been out of bed for months until a house caught on fire. House caught on fire, and he raised the window and climbed out on the electric service line that went across the street. Amen. Walked it like a tightrope walker without any pole. Amen. And climbed down this telephone pole on the other side of the street and hadn't been out of bed for months. Hey, you can lay there and die, but I hope God builds a fire under us. Praise God. Until we can't die without walking again. Amen. Hallelujah. And Reader's Digest told about a secret store of strength inside of all of us. Several years ago in Southern Illinois, amen, I read in Reader's Digest about this black man that came upon this truck on fire, driver pinned on the inside, people standing around trying to get him out, couldn't get the door open. That black man walked up there and wrench that door clear off its hinges with one mighty yank. Amen. That cab crumpled down on that man till he couldn't get out and no jaws of life to squeeze it open. He got in there some way, somehow, beside him, and as his muscles burst his shirt, I believe the story said literally burst his shirt, metal began to crack and pop as he prized that bed of that truck off that man, and with the flames licking at both their feet, dragged him to safety. Amen. Not only can you be saved yourself, you can save somebody else. Glory to God. Amen. Let's turn the mic over to David around his 65th birthday. Amen. David, soldier, king, prophet, songwriter, what do you have to say about all these years? David takes the microphone and he said, I've been young and now am I old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed a begging for bread. Raise your hands and praise. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Soldiers, gather up your armor. Amen. God wants you to be a soldier. Soldier to do what? Amen. James chapter 4. We're not fighting Philistines now. We're not fighting Syrians and Ammonites. We got a whole new set of enemies tonight. Here they are. James chapter 4. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Verse 7. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. I mean, I think we need to enlist ourselves in the army of the resistance. to the power of the devil. Fight, child of God. Fight. Plead the name of Jesus. Plead the blood. Plead the stripes. Plead the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. All you need to be a success is to be a man. You can claim your home for God. Amen. Yes, you can. Hold steady for God. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Amen. It may take a little effort. It may take a fight with the devil. You may have to lock horns with the powers of hell. Amen. But a little fasting and prayer and a little help from the saints of God, hey, we can claim your home for God. Amen. I'm here to tell you that he's destroying some. Mighty good folks are going down. They're listening to the devil. Amen. They're listening to his lies. Don't listen to the propaganda of hell that says you can't make it. You'll have more fun. You're missing it. The world's going. I don't know how many I've heard that said the world's passing me by. Well, let it pass. Hoot-dee-doo. Amen. I want to tell you what you're going to get into if you get to listening to the world. You're going to get yourself into a squirming mess. And you're going to be like a worm in hot ashes the rest of your life. And you're going to be looking before you know it for a closet rod to hang yourself on. Amen. That a midget couldn't hang himself on. Why are people wanting to die, wanting to escape? They not been taught right in the first place. Amen. Bless your heart. If you know there's a burning hell, you know there's a heaven to gain. Amen. You know you can't afford to listen to that lie. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. Square your shoulders. Stand at attention to General Jesus, the captain of our salvation. And say, yes, sir, Jesus. Amen. I'm enlisting to resist the devil because you said he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Woo, cleanse you. Write your own ticket. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. What's double-minded? Amen. At sometimes in and sometimes out. Sometimes up and sometimes down. At sometimes believing and the rest of the time doubting. Amen. What we need to do is get tuned in real good. Amen. To the station of faith. Amen. And say, I believe God. I'm claiming by the grace of God my destiny. Amen. I'm claiming my future. Praise God. I'm claiming my children for God. Of course, you can't. Amen. You can't shirk on your responsibility as father and mother. Amen. You raise them up to be a spoiled brat. That's what they're going to be when they get older. Amen. Glory to God. Most of them have grown up, been a lot better shape. They'd have been beat about half to death a few times. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a figure of speech. They just think they've been beat half to death. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody was trying to get Kim to go somewhere, do something up at Granite City camp meeting. Amen. They didn't know I was in the cabin listening to her. She said, if I do that, my daddy will kill me. I wouldn't have, but I'm glad she thought I would. Amen. That's what parents need to do. They need to get their bluff in early. Huh? Praise God. My child's nervous. I know how to cure his nerves. Send him up to my house. I can cure him. Praise God. Amen. Teacher took her little boy to school and said, My child now, I mean, that woman took her little boy to school and told the teacher, said, now my child is very sensitive. Said, you can't whip my child. Said, just slap the child next to him. That's all you have to do. Amen. I believe I'd let it bounce off and hit both of them. Amen. I'll tell you what, my son's here tonight, but if he'd have sassed me and talked to me like some kids talk to their dad and mom, I'd have struck at him the last place I seen him. Amen. He'd have had a hard time getting up off of the floor. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. What they need to do is be straightened out. They had an old song when I was growing out about this guy saying about his dad, said he straightened him out with a hickory rod and filled him full of the fear of God. Amen. It'll work. And it's Bible. Praise God. The reason they grew up to be no count sometimes is because we raise them to be no count. Amen. Dad would chastise the kid, but mom takes up for him. First thing you know, neither one of them can do anything with them. They play both ends against the middle. Amen. Oh, what we need for parents today is a few good men and women that'll stand together in love and claim their home, their children, for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Draw nigh to God and He'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy into heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He shall lift you up. I guarantee the process. I guarantee it to work. The best way up is down. Amen. The best way to victory is humble ourselves. The best way to glory, amen, is to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and let Him lift us up. Amen. Listen to this. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brethren judgeth the brethren. Speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. And if thou be a judge of the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. And there's one lawgiver. In other words, that's God's business, not ours. Huh? Amen. And so we're not supposed to judge one another prematurely. We can be fruit inspectors, though. Nowadays, we need to be fruit inspectors. Praise God. We need to pass judgment for our own good on this permissive religious society preaching the gospel of silly women. Huh? Amen. I don't know, Billy, I hope he puts that in the bulletin maybe next week, that letter we got this week from out in Pennsylvania, how he just wore that tape out and how that he was going to AG church and they was in the laughing move today and they finally him and his wife just moved out. Amen. Praise God. Now, folks, we had laughing in the spirit once in a while all along. Amen. That ain't nothing new. Amen. We believe in talking in tongues. We believe in divine healing. Praise God. We believe in everything as God gives the utterance, as God through the Holy Ghost demonstrates and manifests the gift. Amen. And we're wide open in every service for every one of them. And the Holy Ghost got every one of the gifts according to the need. To meet the need of this service tonight. Amen. I don't have the charge of them. Holy Ghost does. Amen. He's got all the gifts. And because He's got all the gifts, He is at liberty at the highway of holiness to manifest them at any time. Praise God. Amen. Oh, yes. Draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. What are you doing? Amen. We're equipping ourselves to resist the devil and fight the devil. We're putting on the whole armor of God. Amen. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Joab said, let's play the men. David said, be strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man. Hallelujah. Yeah. All we need in this army is a few good men. Now, I'll tell you how it works. Amen. They'll be fighting the devil when they're young like David. And then when they get old like David was, they'll still be fighting the devil. Praise God, and still be winning for God. Amen. They'll be fighting the devil like Joshua and Caleb was when they voted against the majority to go in and claim the promised land. And when they finally do claim it, they'll be among the only ones of the original bunch that left Egypt to claim the promise of God. I'd like to be one of them when you stand with me tonight. Father, challenge our hearts. Waken our souls. Glory to God. Inspire the man Jesus in us. Help us to rise up and claim our home. Help us to rise up and claim our children. Help us to rise up and claim our heritage in Christ. The promise of God. Victory in Jesus. I pray for the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on tonight. Let's bow on our knees before Him and get something to fight with. Put on the whole armor of God. Claim the blood, the stripes, the word, the name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, soldiers, gather up your armor. There's still a raging battle on. I know you've just crossed over Jordan, but there's still a victory to be won. We're not in heaven yet.
A raging battle on. Oh, I know we just crossed over Jordan, but there's still a victory to be won.